Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. My name is Peter Apathy. I'm your host for this morning, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a special guest in the studio with me today. Cindy Woods is in the studio. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Cindy is the senior staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, the Alaska segment. I guess, Cindy, I'll ask you to describe the mission of the ACLU in general and talk about your role in Alaska.
Sure. So the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, is a nationwide organization that has affiliates in all 50 states. And so the ACLU of Alaska is Alaska's affiliate. And our goal is really to defend the civil rights and liberties of all Alaskans. And we do that through litigation, advocacy, and community engagement. And so we're really focusing on preserving the rights that are guaranteed not only by the U.S. Constitution, but as the Alaska affiliate, the Alaska Constitution as well.
So you're giving presentations, a number of presentations here in Sitka for over a couple of days. You did give a couple presentations yesterday. Let's talk about those first. So you presented at the chamber.
Yes. So largely my role at the ACLU has been focusing on our immigrants' rights portfolio. So bringing more attention to what's been happening across the state in relation to this administration's mass enforcement and mass deportation efforts. And part of that is sharing information and education. So we know that at least 8% of Alaska's population is immigrants. And there are over 21,000 U.S.-born Alaskans that are living with at least one immigrant parent. And so there's been a lot of concern across the state in relation to what's happening. And when you watch the news, both local and national, it can be really concerning. So we are here to share information about what your rights are when interacting with immigration enforcement, what your responsibilities might be if you're a business owner or if you're concerned about a fellow member at your house of worship or a coworker, things like that. And so yesterday we gave a couple of presentations, one to the Chamber of Commerce, because we know there's a lot of immigrant labor here in the area, what they can do to make sure that they're protecting their foreign-born workers. And we also had a community presentation about what you could do as a bystander if you see ICE conducting an enforcement operation and what you can do to exert your rights and protect others if, for example, you see ICE at a public location.
So let's talk about those rights. So could you outline what those rights are that the ACLU is working to protect?
Sure. So one thing that some folks are surprised to hear is that non-citizens also are protected by the Constitution. And so all Alaskans are protected, those who were born here, those who are citizens, and those who are non-citizens or even undocumented have rights under the Constitution. And so some of those will sound familiar. You know, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. You have the right to due process of law. And so we talk about those and what that means if, for example, ICE were to stop you on the street and ask you your name or ask you your legal status, or if ICE were to come to your house or your place of business and want to conduct a search, what your rights are in relation to that, and the ability, you know, to say you can't enter private locations without a search warrant. You don't have to admit that you are here unlawfully, and you don't have to go through a process that you don't understand. So when we talk about due process, we think about, you know, if your English is not your first or best language, you have the right to an interpreter to understand the proceedings that are occurring against you.
So immigration enforcement, of course, has been in the national news. And people may wonder how relevant that is to Alaska. So my understanding is the immigration enforcement, non-citizens arrest have increased in Alaska by significant amount in the last few years.
Yes, that is correct. So We luckily have not seen the type of enforcement here in Alaska that we've seen in the lower 48, in some of those states that I'm sure, you know, Minnesota, Chicago, those are cities, that's a city, but, you know, we haven't seen that here, but we have seen a huge increase. And so based on numbers that we've received from public records requests in relation to the number of ICE detainees that the Department of Corrections in Alaska is holding temporarily for ICE. In 2024, DOC held around 13 individuals for ICE, and in 2025, they held 99. And that does not include a group of 41 folks that they actually flew up from Washington to house in Anchorage temporarily. And so that number between 24 and 25 is over a 660% increase in the number of Alaskans that are being detained by ICE, which is small when you compare it to other states, but massive when you think about the local impact that it's having.
So especially the statistic that jumped out at me was that it's an 8% immigrant population in Alaska.
Yes, and those are, we don't have recent data, but that's from, I want to say, about 4 years ago. So that number could have changed, but that's a huge population. And then thinking about the number of U.S.-born Alaskans that are touched by a family member or friend who is an immigrant.
So you mentioned this increase in arrests in Alaska. Do you have a sense for the geographic distribution? You know, in Sitka, I think sometimes we may think that we're, you know, that these things happen in other places and they don't happen here. But do you have a sense for where these things have been happening in Alaska?
Yeah, so it seems like a lot of the enforcement has taken place in the larger cities. So in Anchorage, there's some examples out of Fairbanks. There's a couple that have made the news in smaller communities like Soldotna. What we've seen is that this type of enforcement is very targeted. So if someone is coming across ICE's radar as someone who is potentially able to be detained and placed in removal proceedings, that they're looking to make those arrests, and they're not kind of blanketly, you know, looking for non-citizens. And so it's mainly happened in the larger cities, but we are, you know that folks are concerned, especially there's a lot of communities that rely on immigrant labor and things like that. And so it's really great to see that Sitkins have been asking for this information and coming out to learn more because, you know, none of us are immune to this as we've seen.
So Cindy, you've traveled to a number of places in Alaska and now you're here in Sitka and you want to continue that education. So you've got a couple of things coming up today.
Yes. So I'll be giving a brief talk at the Elders Lunch today at Centennial Hall. And then tonight at 6:15, we will have a Know Your Rights presentation and a family safety planning presentation at the Sitka, at the library. I don't have to say Sitka because Sitkins are listening at the public library. And that is a hybrid event. So you can come in person or you can also register to attend via webinar. We know that there are folks that are interested in this information that are concerned about coming out in public, and so we try to make it as accessible as possible. And so if you do register for the webinar, you will receive a recording, and if you do join during the actual presentation, it'll be anonymous, and so no one will know who you are or that you're participating in the event.
So that's about knowing your rights, but also family safety. Can you expand on that a little bit? What does that mean, a presentation about family safety?
Yes. So, you know, kind of going back to the number of Alaskans that are impacted and maybe have a family member or friend who's a non-citizen, we have created a family safety planning guide. And we've translated it into 15 languages at this point, and it's available on our website. And it really just walks someone through, you know, things that they don't really want to be thinking about. So if a parent is arrested by ICE, who can pick up their kids from school? Who knows where their documents are located? Who knows what medications they take or their children take? These kind of simple, everyday things that you might not think like, oh, that's really important to know, and it's really important to have these documents and this information all written down and give it to someone who we trust. And so this is a guide that helps you think through. It also includes a number of kind of questionnaires that folks can fill out and just start collecting all of that information. It's the same with like, you know, a tsunami safety plan or an earthquake safety plan. And it's just to make sure that families are prepared for what might happen.
Great. So if people want more information, if they want to register for the event for tonight, or, for example, are interested in that family safety plan, where can they go for more information?
Everything is available on our website, and that is aclu.ak.org. It's pretty easy to navigate. We've got an events page where you can register for this upcoming webinar or others that we'll schedule in the future. We've got a Know Your Rights section, and we've also got a page specifically around our immigration work where you'll find links to the Family Safety Plan and the different translations of that resource.
Okay, well, thank you so much. In case you just joined us, we have been speaking with Cindy Woods. Cindy is the senior staff attorney with the ACLU in Alaska. Thank you so much for coming in. She's got two events coming up later today, the Elders Lunch, and then also, as we were just speaking about, in immigration rights and interacting with immigration law enforcement and family safety plan presentation this evening, live or on Zoom, or recorded if you register.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Peter.